A very warm welcome to all to the quarter ended 30th September 24 earnings call of Inox Green Energy Services Limited. The company announced the results at its board meeting held on Friday 25th October 24. The results along with the earnings presentation are available on the stock exchanges as well as on our website. Before we move ahead, let me quickly take you through the financials. For the quarter, on consolidated basis, Inox Green has reported revenue of rupees 64 crores in Q2 FY25 versus rupees 58 crores in Q2 FY24. EBITDA of rupees 34 crores in Q2 FY25 versus rupees 31 crores in Q2 FY24. PAT of rupees 6 crores in Q2 FY25 versus 3 crores in Q2 FY24. Cash PAT of rupees 23 crores in Q2 FY25 versus rupees 20 crores in Q2 FY24. Now I will briefly provide an update on business operations and outlook before we open the floor for Q&A. At the end of the quarter, Inox Green's wind O&M portfolio increased to around 3.5 gigawatts. Machine availability for the entire portfolio for Q2 FY25 was at 96.4%, which is a significant improvement over the past years, supported by our technological and manpower capabilities. Additionally, we are also providing several value-added services and refurbishment services, which is also contributing to our growth. Our portfolio growth outlook through both organic and inorganic growth continues to be very strong. From the organic growth perspective, our parent Inox Wind is targeting to execute at least 4 gigawatt of orders by FY27, which will be added to our portfolio once commissioned. On the inorganic side, we continue to evaluate multiple opportunities for the acquisition of portfolio of several ISPs amongst others, as well as participate in tenders for O&M of third-party wind assets. Our subsidiary, IFOX Wind Technic, has recently won 2 bids for the O&M of wind power projects, accumulating to 54 megawatts. We expect to receive LOA for both the contracts very soon. At Inox Green, motivated by the philosophy of Inox GFL Group, we are constantly working on ways and means for cost and quality control. We are indigenized several critical spare parts and equipment, including control system, gearbox, etc., by developing in-house capabilities and tying up with localized vendors. This significantly reduces the supply chain risk and timelines for maintenance activities, resulting in significant cost savings. The board of Inox Green has appointed consultants and registered valuers for evaluating demerger of power evacuation business from Inox Green. Post valuation of reports and subject to board approval, the demerger process will be initiated. The demerger of power infra facilities currently on the balance sheet of Inox Green will result in a cleaner and asset-light balance sheet. The proposed demerger will significantly add value through depreciation elimination. Our Vayuvir program launched recently to create highly trained, skillful manpower with 6 months of dedicated technical and on-job training has been a success. After the successful completion of the first batch of YUVs, we are in the process to induct the second batch. This will further help the company to create sustainable business operations and control costs to achieve our desired results. As we are significantly and rapidly scaling up our operations across several locations, the program helps in creating job opportunities for local youth and also meeting our social commitments. Inox Green remains strongly committed to almost doubling its O&M portfolio in revenue terms from current levels to 6 gigawatt by FY26 and 10 gigawatt in the next 3 to 4 years. The macro outlook for the renewable sector, especially wind power, continues to be very strong. In FY25, around 12 gigawatt of hybrid FDRE wind capacities have already been awarded, and we expect the pace of awarding and subsequent commissioning of wind capacities to continue strongly. This will provide a large multi-decadal opportunities for O&M service providers like us. With this, we will now open the floor for Q&A. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Pritesh Chheda from Lucky Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, I have two questions. One on this proposed removal of the power transmission, the power assets. What will we get in lieu of it and at what value? And second, the depreciation number of 16, 17 crores that we see on the quarter basis, that whole depreciation will go away and some interest costs will go away. So if you could tell us the quarter or let's say the half year P&L that you are reporting, this half year PAT number, X of this transaction will look like what number?
Yeah, hi, Pritesh. So broadly, as you rightly said, whole depreciation number will be go away after this transfer of the substation business. In lieu of the substation business, you will receive the equity. The shareholders of Inox Green Limited shareholders will receive the shares of the RESCO. The exact valuation is yet to determine. But that will be beneficial for both the companies, as we have done in the past as well. Excluding the, you know, the subscription business, the revenue would be down by around 3 or 4 crore rupees on a quarterly basis, and the whole depreciation will go away. So broadly, that will add around 12 odd crore rupees from in the bottom line on a quarterly basis.
Yep. So reported bottom line, which looks 6 crores in the current quarter,
yeah,
will start looking 18 to 20 crores per quarter on this transaction.
Yes, that's right. Broadly right.
Okay. When do you think this should materialize in your best or fair guess?
So broadly, the valuers and everyone have been appointed and they are evaluating the deal. In next, you know, in a few weeks or something, I guess we should be able to gather the opinion and start doing the transaction.
Okay. My second question is, on the equity raise that we did quarterback, what is the progress on the proposed usage of that equity rate? At what stage of the development or progress we are? How should we look at the usage of this equity rate?
You know, so we spread out in terms of the usage. We've called in the first 500. We've not called in the next 500. Of the initial 500, the broad, you know, the proposed use of about 100 odd crores towards depreciation, towards debt repayment. We have 200 crores on the balance sheet, 9 years liquid cash, and the 200 crores we made a strategic investment into an entity which we believe should eventually be controlled, acquired by us. It's in a different stage. Won't be able to share more details around that, but we believe that should be a very, very large value accretion transaction for us in the months to come. And at this point in time, we are evaluating multiple opportunities. Having said that, we are very, very prudent with capital allocation. We are not going to acquire companies at 40 times, 50 times multiples. We've done a phenomenal job. I think the team has done a phenomenal job with the iFox acquisition. We virtually doubled its profitability, doubled its growth, doubled its size in 12 months, and it's on the path of significant growth. We acquired it at a 4x multiple. So we are evaluating opportunities, but having said that, while we have access to cash, we will not be doing anything stupidly, which is beyond our capital allocation policies.
Okay. So you're making your first progress towards usage of cash for whatever presentation that you mentioned, your ambitions, 10,000 megawatts. So you made your first step in terms of the usage of that cash, which will come to know whenever you close it, or, you know, that's how I should read it, right?
That's right. We've made a strategic position. We've taken a strategic position for 200 crores. And I think as that plays out over the next couple of months, I believe that should be hugely value creative for the company. 100 crores was paid towards the debt, and 200 crores is liquid cash lying on the balance sheet. Naturally, as we progress towards using that cash, we'll call for the next 500 preferential, which is available on tap for the next 15 odd months.
This 200 crores is in which line item of your balance sheet reported in half yearly? It's in
in the investment side of it. If you see the balance sheet, there is an item called non-current investment, I guess, which is
okay. Okay, done, sir. Okay. Thank you very much and all the best to you guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
261.
Next question is from the line of Vishal Singh from Finvestor. Please go ahead.
First of all, thank you, sir, for giving opportunity to ask question. My question is, when can we see inorganic growth, inorganic opportunities materialize which can grow our portfolio? Currently, our portfolio is at 3.5 gigawatt, and what could be the tentative size at the end of financial 25? Though we know you have guided us for 6 gigawatt by financial 26.
Yeah. Hey, Vishal, thanks for asking this question. So basically, Inox Green is growing tremendously, both organic as well as inorganic, as you know. And we are pretty much on track to achieve what we have given as a guidance for FY26, which is 6 gigawatt, right? And we are even giving a projection up to 10 gigawatt by in 3 to 4 years. And coming to the inorganic, as Devansh told, we have a very, very stringent capital allocation policy, and we are doing several M&A due diligence to review each and every target. And whichever target, and we have a lot in progress, whichever target is in fits into our framework, we are very quick to grab it. So since we did it in the last year also, and hopefully we will give good news in near.
Just to add to it, I think we've already made our first strategic investment, which was north of 200 crores, as I mentioned on the previous answer. We can't disclose more details around that, but that's something which should add very, very significant quantity to our pipeline. Probably over the next couple of months, we'll talk about that. But that's been done very, very competitively. As Mathu also mentioned, in IFOX, we've added another 54 megawatts. So we're on track to hit the numbers we've set out for ourselves.
Okay, thank you, sir. Good luck, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we move to the next question, a reminder to the participants to ask a question. You may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Chandan Mishra from Finvestor. Please go ahead.
Sir, my question has been answered. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Mr. Abhishek Nigam from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi. Thank you so much for the opportunity. So I just wanted to check, are we participating in any other tenders relating to O&M of wind projects, and also any tenders relating to refurbishment of wind assets which are open for us to participate?
Yes, this is a continuous ongoing activity for us, and we are keen to review each and every tender. And as you already know, that we are executing a 33 crore order of NLC through IFOX, and also we are actually reviewing more and more opportunities coming up. And since more and more aging fleets are there in different PSU tenders, possibility of getting that is very high. So we are very, very actively looking into that.
Okay, that's very clear. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Vikash Agarwal, who is a self-employed individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible?
Yes, please proceed.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. First of all, hello, Devansh sir. We are a great fan of yours. We really talk about your style of business, and we really appreciate it. Just want to ask one question. As in the opening remarks, we had discussed that Inox Wind organically would add 4 gigawatt to the order book of Inox Green. And we talked about Inox Green order book going about to capacity to 6 megawatts. So is this too different, or it will be added both and we get 6 megawatt, gigawatt? And second question would be, we discussed, I think there was somewhere mentioned transformer business and the crane business. Will the transformer business and the crane business come back in the INOX Green business, or it will be added in the RESCO? As we see that transformer business is a huge money-making business, as in the other companies which are into this, they are running up hugely.
Because answering to your first question, currently we are at 3.5 gigawatts, and by FY26 we are about to hit 6 gigawatt. And since we are already actively getting into an inorganic growth, that also will be it's a low hanging fruit for us. And inorganic also, we have given a guidance from INOX Wind also for every year. This year 800 megawatt, next year 1200 megawatt. So that's a very clear guidance as given from INOX Wind Limited side as well. So whatever project gets commissioned, so that will be automatically get added to INOX Green portfolio.
And there is no duplication.
Yes. And there is no duplication.
I think, Vikas, just to answer your second question, thank you for your comments. The crane business and the transformer business are part of RESCO, which is rather subsidiary, the EPC arm of INOX Wind. So cranes would be for, cranes are something which we are acquiring, which will be for captive requirements, as well as the free capacity will go out to third party players. On the transformer side, we've done value addition, so we've taken over plants for tolling. We're not going the whole long of buying transformer companies and doing all of these work ourselves. And that in itself adds significantly to our profitability. So, again, core to our philosophy, we are focused on core business. We are not spreading ourselves too thin into 10 micro, small things. But through the tolling route, we are capturing a lot of value out of the transformer business.
Okay. Sir, can I ask one more question?
Sure.
Yeah, sir. Somewhere we had read that when we provide a turbine, 2 years of the O&M service is provided with the cost of the turbine. So the 2 years of service that is given by the INOX Green, is it the value of that service for the 2 years? Is it added to the balance P&L of the INOX Green, or is it free of cost, and how do we treat it?
So, yeah, you have heard it correctly. Whenever we enter into any O&M contract, first 2 years are the free O&M. And first 2 years, you know, cash flow doesn't accrue to the INOX Green, as it's a part of business development cost. But, you know, as per the Ind AS principles, we need to straight line our revenues. And we straight line the revenues, revenue over a period of time. And the revenue in P&L statement start coming from the year one, though the cash flow will start accruing from year three.
Okay. But there are no costs because we are in the warranty period at that point in time.
Okay, and so one more thing, the margin guidance, we have upped the margin guidance in the INOX Wind business. So can we expect a guidance up in the green business also?
No, not really, because the O&M business is somewhere around 50-odd% EBITDA margin, which is one of the, you know, highest EBITDA margin businesses. So broadly our guidance is near about 50-odd% of EBITDA margins.
So we can expect a 50% EBITDA margin, like when we are doing the modeling, we can take in as 50% as a EBITDA margin, right?
That's reflected in our quarterly results as well.
Yes, that's right.
Every quarter or average full year we've been at about, except, you know, when we had external issues or when we were, non-operating income from an operations perspective, we currently are operating and we'll continue to operate at about 50% EBITDA margins.
Okay, and sir, we had incurred a loss in INOX Green in the previous years. So in INOX Green, we guided that FY25-26, there will be no tax cost. So in INOX Green also, we can see that in the future, or like we don't carry forward any losses due to any accounting purpose.
So we have a lot of unabsorbed losses, as we have, you know, discussed in the past as well on different calls. So in next, at least for the 2 to 3 years from here, INOX Green doesn't need to pay any taxes. And our tax expenditure, apart from the, you know, deferred tax, which is a kind of an accounting adjustment, would be nil. The tax outflow would be nil in the INOX Green for the next 2 to 3 years. Can we move to the next question, please? Next participant.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Akhilesh B, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Am I audible?
Yes, you are audible. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so Devans and team, congrats on the turnaround. It has been great to see turnaround in all the companies over the last 2 years. So I had a few questions. First one was, what is the average length of contract of the O&M that we are signing when we are signing the new contract? So my angle is that at the end of FY26, when we will have a portfolio of more than 6 gigawatts, what might be the average contract length in hand? Right now it's around 6 years as per your presentation.
See, the current average length of typical O&M service contract is 10 years, okay? And the subsequent addition of new projects, it will almost keep the same numbers. And even the investors or the customers want a longer length of the contract. Nobody wants to have a shorter period of the time.
Okay. So as new contracts come in, this should probably increase as the older ones are run down.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, and we have a luxury of renegotiating the price during that time, and we have a longer period length of the contract based on the conditions of the market.
And is there generally a price step up every year included in these contracts, like 5% or 2% something?
Yeah, yes, we have an escalation of 5%.
Okay, and once the RESCO gets the evacuation assets, there will be no depreciation in this company, and there is no interest, and we will not have to pay taxes for the next 2-3 years, as you mentioned. So basically, EBITDA will be cash back. Is that right to assume?
Yeah, that's correct. So after this, after this association business will got removed, there will be no depreciation. EBITDA would be the cash back.
Okay.
And also the PAT, because it is no tax.
Yeah. So also the PAT as well.
Yeah. And one more query I had on the inorganic side, basically servicing turbines which may not be of Inox Wind make. So besides acquiring companies, I think that you mentioned in prior calls that there are some defunct OEMs who are no longer there, and those contracts are also possible, available in the market. So are we seeing some shift? Are we able to get those contracts without trying to acquire any companies? Can we just get those contracts as well on those machines?
Yes, Akhilesh. So we have created a multi-brand capabilities of almost all the OEMs in the market, and we are continuously adding the capacities of other brand OEMs. And I have mentioned in the opening remarks of 54 megawatt, which is of non-INOX making.
Further added to IFOX. Yeah. IFOX is now more of 350 megawatts.
Yeah. And IFOX has grown up to 350 megawatt, and we are actually planning to add more. So, answer is yes.
And just one last question. In RESCO, our efforts to in-house the crane operations, so 12 months from now, is it possible that we are able to completely meet our own needs via RESCO?
Yeah, that's what the target is. I mean, it's the crane supplies on which we're dependent. I think we ordered a large chunk. We've used the might of the group to get cranes delivered earlier. But as we start getting cranes, I would expect over the course of the next financial year, we should be completely in-house, possibly earlier than that.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Deepa, who's an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes.
Please go ahead.
Sir, first of all, happy Deepavali to Inox team, and congrats on the firelux did in the numbers in Inox Wind and Green both.
Thank
you. My question is, what is the revenue per gigawatt in OM&M business?
So broadly, the thumb rule is around 8 lakh rupees per megawatt per annum. So, based upon the megawattage which we have, you can consider as 8 lakh rupees per megawatt per annum.
Okay, and what is the gap between the when the Inox Wind starts the commissioning and OMN start in Inox Green?
So, immediately after the Inox Wind Limited commissioned the turbine, the turbine has been taken over by the Inox Green. So there are, as such no gap, but there can be, 2-3 months of gap for signing of contract and so on and so forth. But that would be a very minuscule kind of gap.
Okay, sir, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for the day. On behalf of Motilal Oswal Financial Services, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.